It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The first poll numbers on the Senate's Trump Care 2.0 bill are out, and they're ugly, ranging from 12 to 17% in support of the plan from Suffolk University, USA Today, NPR Marist, and Quinnipiac polls. The Quinnipiac poll shows nearly half of Americans strongly disapprove of the bill versus just 6% who would strongly approve of it. Only 18% of Republicans support the bill and say they feel strongly about its passage.
Last week, Mitch McConnell and his gang of 12 finally unveiled their super secret Obamacare repeal bill. Guess what the big secret was?
The Senate bill sucks.
Tremendously unpopular.
A massive tax cut to the wealthiest households paid for by cutting health care coverage for poor, working, and sick Americans.
It's called trickle down. Poor people will still get access to the antibiotics that rich people shed in their urine.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is still planning to send a revised version of the bill to the Congressional Budget Office for scoring by Friday as Congress heads home for the 4th of July recess. His goal is to bring the new bill to a vote during the 3 weeks they'll be back in D.C. before taking off for the month of August. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, in response to the president's meeting with just the Republican caucus, suggested a fresh start.
So I'd make my friends on the Republican side and President Trump an offer. Let's turn over a new leaf. Let's start over. Let's abandon more tax breaks for the rich. Let's abandon cuts to Medicaid and discuss what the American people are really concerned about. Premiums, deductibles, the cost and quality of health care. President Obama invited both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to Blair House to discuss health care reform in front of the American people early in his first term as president. President Trump, I challenge you to invite us, all 100 of us, Republican and Democrat, to Blair House to discuss a new bipartisan way forward on health care in front of all the American people.
President's response?
Mr. President, Senator Schumer says he'd like to come down and have all 100 senators come here to talk health care. Would you be willing to negotiate with all of them?
I'm going to find out if he's serious. He hasn't been serious. Obamacare is such a disaster, such a wreck, and he wants to try and save something that's really hurting a lot of people. He'd have to be very, very serious. You know, he's done a lot of talking, bad talking, and he just doesn't seem like a serious person.
Who's not serious? Meanwhile, protests against the Senate GOP health bill took place throughout the Capitol on Wednesday. On the Capitol lawn, dozens of activists and Democratic lawmakers continued what they're calling the people's filibuster. Inside the Russell Senate office building, activists stormed the offices of at least six senators, culminating in 40 arrests. A list of the senators most likely to vote against the legislation and their contact information is available at TrumpCareToolkit.org. A limited version of Trump's travel ban goes into effect Thursday night, with new criteria for visa applicants from six predominantly Muslim countries and all refugees that require a close family or business tie to the U.S. Journalists, students, workers, or lecturers who have valid invitations or employment contracts in the U.S. would be exempt from the ban. The Supreme Court will hear the case in the fall. Donald Trump held his first fundraiser of the 2020 presidential election Wednesday night at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., raising an estimated $10 million at the $35,000-a-plate dinner. Press was not allowed inside the event to hear the president's remarks. Protesters were outside with signs, and chants of shame, shame could reportedly be heard inside. Tension between the White House and the media continues to grow. On CNN, one of the loudest critics of the recent policy of no cameras rolling in the White House briefing room, Jim Acosta, complained on Wednesday.
What we're witnessing right now is just this erosion of our freedoms in terms of covering the president of the United States.
Acosta went further in calling the president himself a purveyor of fake news.
The president of the United States is himself a purveyor of fake news. He is the founding father of birtherism, the false claim that President Obama was born in another country. President Obama was born in Hawaii. He came out right after his inauguration and said his inauguration crowds were bigger than President Obama's when they weren't, and that we had photographic evidence from the National Park Service to prove that point. He alleged that millions of undocumented people voted against him and gave Hillary Clinton the popular vote in the 2016 election. The White House is just finally cobbling together a voter fraud commission that is going to investigate this. At the end of the day, they're going to find out there was not millions of people voting fraudulently in this country, as we all know. He accused President Obama of wiretapping him at Trump Tower. As we followed that saga for several weeks, it started off as a claim of wiretapping, then it became overall surveillance, and then they were hitting Susan Rice for unmasking people improperly, and then never produced any kind of evidence of wiretapping at Trump Tower. And then he hinted at those James Comey tapes that never existed. And I think, Don, this is the reason why the president has only held one news conference, one full news conference since coming into office, that one in February. It's because if he holds a news conference, we're going to ask all of these questions. What about the wiretapping at Trump Tower? What about the Jim Comey tapes? He just is not going to have answers for any of that, and that is why he's been avoiding these kinds of questions. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news right now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll consider a contribution. What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.